We turn our attention to our trailblazer, Masadi Baduza, joining me next.
You're with Cape Talk.
This is Refilwe Maloto on Breakfast.
It's been quite a year for the young lady I'm about to chat to. The actress first made a splash starring on Trackers, the Dion Meyer novel adopted for the small screen late last year. And now she is a star in the big budget Noughts and Crosses, a BBC prestige drama that reimagines the world if Africa were the colonial power. She was born in the Eastern Cape, but is based here in Cape Town. She majored in acting for film at the New York Film Academy campus in LA. And of course, the Noughts and Crosses film is based on the books by Mallory Blackman, imagining a Britain that was invaded and colonized 700 years ago by Africans. Masadi, welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Fantastic. Such a pleasure to have you in our company. Are you on lockdown?
Yes, I am.
So happy to hear that.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Celebrities are out here locking down. Lady in Heart Bay, why are you running? Okay, back to you, my dear. Please tell us what first piqued your interest in acting.
I remember I was in grade 7 and we were doing musicals at school and we're doing Grease. My cast and I were doing Grease, and I'd never seen the movie before. And then I was on stage, and I remember my sisters came to watch the show, and they just were like, "Who is that person on stage?" Because I was quite shy as a kid, and I never really, you know, was very expressive. And when I got on stage, I just changed completely, and I had so much fun. So after that, I just was like, I'd really be interested in doing this full time. And I had really amazing drama teachers throughout high school as well who encouraged me to go study further and really pursue this.
Brilliant. I mean, that's really impressive. And obviously, you made the right call because of the incredible, as I just described, past year that you've had, but also just the experience along the way. How has it been quite difficult, particularly in the UK? I know that there are a number of career... What's the word I'm looking for? Obstacles in terms of you can't just go into the acting sphere. You kind of need an agent in order to be able to represent you and the like.
Yeah, for sure. I went to study in LA, and when I came back to South Africa, one of the main reasons I came back was because I wanted experience, because it's really difficult to get an agent without experience. So I did theatre here, and I was, doing that scene, and that's how, the Noughts and Crosses self-tape came in my lap.
Uh-huh.
But it's just, yeah. But I mean, when I got back from LA, I went to every single agency in Cape Town, dropped off my, resume or CV studying, credentials, mm-hmm. dropped off my showreel. So yeah, it takes a lot of work to get an agent. And without an agent, I feel like it's really hard to get anywhere in this industry.
No, for sure. And what kind of advice would you give to the person who's coming up? What might you have done maybe differently for a person who's watching you on Noughts and Crosses and thinking, what? She's from the EC? I'm from the EC. I mean, we know the EC is taking everything. Thank you. You've got Sia, you've got Zozi Tunzi, and now we've got you. Thank you. What would you say to a young person listening into us today?
I'd say if you can, go study, because, I see a lot of, aspiring actors who haven't studied, because acting is a skill, and it's a skill that you can learn, I feel like. So go study, go get, the training, and then from there. Also, I would say build a routine from when you exit school, because it's so easy. Because, in the industry, there's a lot of spaces of time where you don't work, where, you face a lot of rejection. So to find a routine during that time is very, very important to keep yourself, keep going back to those auditions and keep your morale high, because that at the end of the day, that's all you have. You're going to get rejections left, right, and center, but you just need to keep going until you get that one yes that can change it all.
Quite right. I mean, there are thousands, millions of people who head out, particularly LA, right? Head out just hoping to make a dream work, and some not even studied, and who get the surprising breakthrough. Talk to me a little bit about how COVID-19 is impacting your industry. One of the first things that really shocked me that kind of brought to light earlier on in the spread of the disease was when Netflix cancelled filming of a season 2 of a show. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is really taking effect. We're going to be seriously affected. And we suddenly realized the importance of the arts that sometimes get relegated to, I suppose, an assumption of frivolity. But actually, not only is it an employer, but it is proving to be a savior in these times of lockdown, for example?
Yeah, I mean, you know, during the lockdown, most people are going to be watching Netflix, going to be watching Showmax. So for, you know, for the general people, you know, in power not to really, you know, have plans in place for artists is quite shocking and disheartening, because it's just like, you know, we, this industry, people rely on us during these times of uncertainty for entertainment, for escape from reality. So it's really, really tough. I mean, like you said, so many productions have been cancelled or postponed, and, you know, nobody really even knows when it's going to be postponed until. So it's very, I mean, in an industry that is already built on uncertainty, this is just adding to that, you know. So, it's, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, but I hope that, you know, we see the light after quarantine and lockdown.
100%. 100%. Before we get there, we're going to be watching Sefi ruling the world in Noughts and Crosses. Tell me a little bit about this character and what you love about the show.
So the show is basically set in a dystopian world where Africans colonized Europeans. And when I first read the script for this, I immediately wanted to be a part of it, because I had never, up until that point, gotten a script where a young Black woman is privileged in this world, where, in the sense that the world is for her, and, you know, whatever happens in the world, she'll always be protected. You know, that's not the case at all for young Black women in the world that we live in today. So I just definitely knew that I wanted to dig into this character, because it was something so unique and something I never read before. And Sefi is like, you know, she's the beacon of light and hope in this really violent world of Noughts and Crosses that Mallory Blackman created. And I think that a lot of people can, you know, relate to her narrative, because it's, you know, whatever circumstances you find yourself in, with whatever racial power you have in society, it doesn't really mean, you know, anything in terms of moving race relations forward if you don't do anything about it. So I feel like a lot of people can learn from Sefi's narrative in really standing up and using their, you know, privilege, racial privilege, to enact change among people who don't have the same privileges that they do.
A story for our times, if ever there was one. Thank you so much for your role in this, Masari, and thank you so much for joining us here on Breakfast with Refilo. You are proudly our trailblazer of this week. All the best to you in lockdown, and we look forward to seeing you from strength to strength, and certainly seeing you on our screens this weekend when we're in on Showmax. That's where you can find the show Noughts and Crosses. Thank you. Masari Baduza, who just joined us there, going from strength to strength in her acting career.